What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 85 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. Today, I have a couple updates to go over, and we will also get into my 2023 MLB preview. I'm really excited to do this episode. I feel like the MLB this year is going to be really interesting, and I feel like a lot of the moves are going to change the entire league. I feel like some teams could be breakout teams, and also my number one take on the year, who is going to beat the dang Mets. We'll get into that later. But first, we're going to get into a couple PC updates that I didn't cover last week. I went to a card show, and I picked up some really cool stuff. For singles, I only grabbed really one notable card. I grabbed a Upper Deck, I think 05 or 06 game jersey of Ken Griffey Jr. Reds jersey card, game use. And you guys know the game jerseys are an iconic set. Obviously, the original game jerseys that first year was the most iconic, but I thought I should grab one just because of the name of the set. I got that for only like $10 and just a great addition to my PC. But my main purchase, I got a 2023 Topps Baseball Hobby Box Series 1, and I opened it. I got some great stuff. I'm thinking about submitting a few of my main rookie cards to SGC because of the $9 grading special that's going on right now for 2023 Topps. So I'm probably going to go ahead and get those out soon. If you guys didn't know about that, I would highly recommend that. It's a great way to save money on your base cards, especially if you have some bigger cards, but definitely those base cards, base rookies that you want to get graded, it's a great way to make money on those. So that's my plan with those. I didn't have anything too crazy. I did hit an auto, but it was a Lamont Wade Jr. And then I also hit a black, but it was Trent Grisham. So that was it was technically an amazing box for Topps, but the players were not the biggest names, not the names we wanted, but that's okay. Something great to open every year. I'll probably do my project that I did last year where I go for all 960 cards or 990 cards in the entire run, Series 1, Series 2, and update, just because I want to have the set. And, so that was kind of my updates. But after this quick break, we will get right into my MLB preview. I'm really excited to do this. I forgot to mention this in the intro, so right before we get into my preview, I'm going to mention that me and William made a Sports Card Second Discord. So if you guys want to join that, the Discord link will be in the description. We have all kinds of stuff in there: buy, sell, trade, self-promotion, general chats, just all kinds of stuff that is going to be really fun for the listeners and a great way to interact. So if you guys want to join, that link will be in the description below, or wherever your description is, wherever you get your podcasts at. All right, guys, make sure you guys join that Discord, and we'll get right into this MLB predictions. All right, guys, we're going to get into my 2023 MLB preview. I'm not going to try and keep this too long. If there are some teams that really didn't make any moves or are obviously going to be in the cellar this year, I'll tell you that. But I know, obviously, there's some teams that made a lot of moves, like I mentioned in the intro, the New York Mets. I don't know how they can't win the World Series this year. I feel like they're by far, in a way, the best team in the entire MLB, and we'll get into that when we get to that NL East, which I also think is a very interesting division. I don't know what is going to happen there, but obviously, you guys know about the rule changes. I'm not going to get into that because, there's just some things that, the pitch clock, I just really, in one word, I just think it's stupid. I just feel like players, baseball is a chess game. And I feel like players should have time to be able to recover, but also just to toy with each other. I feel like that's part of the fun of baseball. I get slowing down the game or speeding up the game is a important thing to the MLB, and I feel like more fans may be able to get into the game because of the speed, but I just feel like baseball has always been a chess game, and I just feel like adding a pitch clock is a little too far for the MLB. I feel like there could have been other things done But I won't really get into that too much. So let's go ahead and get into the AL East. Nobody too crazy added to the New York Yankees, but they already have Aaron Judge. And really the main guy they added was Carlos Rodon. So I guess that was a pretty big addition because the Yankees pitching has never really been like super, super powered in this run they've been having recently. The offense is just kind of carried. So I feel like it's really important that they add a pitcher to be able to make the World Series this year or, you know, win the ALCS. That's kind of been the hump they need to get over, be able to beat the Astros. I feel like that's a team that they may be seeing again. So I feel like it was really important that they added Carlos Rodon to add to that rotation. So, you know, you got reigning MVP Aaron Judge just hit 62 home runs. So I'm sure we'll see another great year. You know, I'm sure expectations are going to be obviously super high for him, but I feel like he will have another 50 home run season for sure. He's in the prime of his career. He's a guy that I could see being one of the, you know, in the 500 home run club for sure. So that's definitely somebody to watch. But the Yankees are definitely going to be number one in that AL East for sure. A second team that I feel like the team number two in the AL East is going to be the Toronto Blue Jays. They've got some pretty good additions. Kevin Kiermaier to help the defense and also Dalton Varsho. None of those guys are big bats, but they also already have Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That's some guys that, you know, they're really good, solid players, especially Vladdy. He's a superstar. I feel like he'll have a 40 home run year, at least 35 or 40. He's a great player and another guy getting into his prime. You know, this is his fourth year. He's had a couple great years in a row. So I feel like he's a guy definitely to pay attention to, especially if you want to invest in his cards early during spring training or, you know, in the middle of the year. He's a guy that is just always going to be good, I feel like. And another guy that they have, you know, Bo Bichette, like I mentioned, I feel like he's underrated in the hobby. I feel like his card prices have kind of gone down since 2020 when he was a bigger rookie that year. I feel like his card prices have definitely gone down. And I remember 2020, he wasn't even the number one or two rookie. I'm pretty sure he was the number three rookie when that 2020 Series 1 came out. I feel like most people had him behind Yordan and Aristides Aquino for my Reds. I will mention, I mean, Aristides did have a crazy September that year, but Bo has just always been underrated in the hobby. I feel like he's a guy that people should be investing in and, you know, watch for his prices to climb this year if he has a good breakout year. Next up, the Tampa Bay Rays, around third in the division. Nothing crazy, but, you know, a guy we have to mention, Wander Franco. He was injured a lot last year, and in his limited time, he did play pretty well. He didn't play, you know, up to those big expectations we had from 2021. But if as long as he stays healthy, I feel like he could be a huge guy to invest in. His card prices have fallen off the mountain they were. So that's definitely a guy that I see his card prices could get back to that mountain. He was his hype and he's too good to pass on this guy. I mean, his skill set is all there. He's good defensively, he's good at the plate. He can't hit for power out of that shortstop position, which is something people look for all the time. So definitely watch Wander Franco's play this year. I feel like he's a guy you guys could invest in as well. And I feel like they're around third in the division. I mean, they're always around third. But, you know, they have that farm system, so you never know what'll happen there. Also, another guy to watch is Randy Arozarena. He did have a great year last year as well. Boston Red Sox in fourth, you know. It's the Red Sox, guys. I'm not going to lie. There's nothing crazy about them. They're going to suck. They're going to suck. And the last team, the Baltimore Orioles, I mean, nothing crazy there. I could see the Orioles. Making a run for it like they did last year. They almost made the playoffs last year, but I'm just going to pass on them for now. They're nothing crazy for them. Nothing too crazy for them in that tough division. I mean, they do have Cedric Mullins, but he's super underappreciated. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. Next up, we've got the AL Central. So, I'm actually really intrigued by this division. This division, you know, when you look at it, it's so bad. But I feel like this division has a lot of potential. So I'm going to go over this really quick. You know, in first place, it's pretty obvious for me. I feel like the Cleveland Guardians are by far and away the number one team in this division. They've got Jose Ramirez, who's a superstar. They have Shane Bieber, who is a superstar. Andrés Giménez in that middle infield, he is a really underrated player. They also have great relief pitching in Emmanuel Clase. He's a guy to definitely watch in the bullpen. And, you know, their hitting is it is lackluster around Jose, but I feel like a guy that could have a great breakout year. He started off so hot is Stephen Kwan. He's a guy to watch. And you guys remember his start to last year. He was amazing for the Guardians to start off last year. Another guy I didn't mention in their rotation is Tristan McKenzie. He's basically the baseball equivalent of Kevin Durant, in my opinion. He is a great, great skinny pitcher out of that bullpen. He throws gas, and he will get a lot of strikeouts. So if you're looking to add him on your fantasy team, that's definitely a guy to watch for sure. Another guy, another team to watch is the Chicago White Sox. I've always loved this team. I feel like they could, they have to have a breakout year. I mean, Luis Robert is, I feel like he just has to be a superstar, man. He is such a good player. He just keeps getting injured. They did lose Carlos Rodon this year, so that is kind of a big thing. But I feel like they could definitely be a team that makes the playoffs. And like this website I'm reading says, they will need extraordinary injury luck to make a playoff push. I mean, I agree, but I feel like they're a solid 85-win team this year. So I don't know. We'll see if that gets them in the playoffs or not. But yeah, that's definitely a team I would watch. Number three for me in this division is the Minnesota Twins. There's nothing crazy here. And yeah, all I got to say is number three. And then number four and five, I mean, guys, this is the worst two teams probably in baseball. I will go ahead and tell you the Kansas City Royals and Detroit Tigers are going to be probably under 70 wins or right at 70 wins. So I'm going to go ahead and just move on from that. That is just going to be, look, it's just going to be ugly. There's nothing that's going to happen there at all. Okay. So now we're going on to the AL West. This is an interesting division, just like both Wests happened to be this year. The first place team is the Houston Astros. Their core is all still around. In my opinion, the most underrated player in baseball, Kyle Tucker, is going to have another great year. Jose Altuve's there. Pitching is, I mean, it's a little weaker without Verlander, but it's still there. I see them at number one in this division, even with the Mariners and Angels. But I feel like they may not win the World Series this year. The AL's getting a lot tougher, especially with the Yankees. I feel like they've got to get over the hump this year. So I'm going to go ahead and say that they are going to make it to the ALCS and lose to the Yankees. But, you know, another team that is probably going to have 95 to 100 wins. They're a really solid team. The next team that I feel like this actually could be a controversial pick, but I feel like the number two team in this division is the Seattle Mariners. They added players. They have Julio Rodriguez, who's going to have another great season, even with all the hype. I mean, man, I feel like this team is going to be solid and actually beat the Angels, because we know the Angels cannot win in the MLB. Even with two of the biggest stars in the entire league. So I'm going to go ahead and say they're number two. Number three is the Angels. They've got Ohtani and Trout, and that is about it. That's all I'm going to say about them. I have them at 82 wins this year, so right above 500. Number four in this league, in this division, is the Texas Rangers. They've added some guys with, you know, they've obviously added that middle infield with Corey Seager and Semien, but then they also added Jacob deGrom. That is massive for them. And then also a couple of prospects they've got that we could see make an appearance. Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker, some guys that I see making an appearance in September. I feel like they're a team that is 2024 oriented. They're headed toward 2024. You know, let's kind of get past this season, maybe win some games and maybe attract a couple free agents. But with their pitching rotation that will be coming up in 2024, I'm really excited about the Rangers, just not this year. I've got them right under 500, around 78 wins this year. But, oh yeah, then the number five team, you know, we don't have to say anything. It's the Oakland A's. They have the smallest payroll in baseball, and I've got them like way, they're a 100-loss team, definitely. So, yeah. So now we're moving on to the NL. Hopefully you guys like my predictions for the AL. If you guys have anything you want me to mention about your team, you think I got wrong about your team, go ahead and shoot me an email at sportscardsecond@gmail.com. I'd totally be interested in hearing your guys' suggestions. All right. Next up is the AL East, and I've got the New York Mets winning the AL East. I mean, with all of their additions, Justin Verlander, they've got Max Scherzer, and just every addition they've made is just, you know, it's crazy how much they've been able to add this year. You know, Cohen is dropping a bag on the Mets. Their rotation is going to be crazy, and I have them at the number one team in the AL East. This division does have, in my opinion, one of the best teams in baseball, the Atlanta Braves, whose core is all still there. Austin Riley's going to have another breakout year. I feel like he's getting into his prime. Matt Olson did kind of underperform last year. I feel like he should be a little bit better this year. They've got Ozzie Albies. They've got great pitching, young pitching as well. And hopefully without injuries, you know, Ronald Acuña Jr., one of the biggest stars in all of baseball, is a guy that, you know, he can carry a team. I feel like he... if without injuries, you know, he could lead them to a World Series. Their pitching is really, really good. So I feel like this is a team, even though they're going to be number two in the division, I feel like they could be the number two team in all of the NL and face the Mets in the NLCS. So I feel like that would be a crazy matchup, divisional matchup in the championship series. So yeah, that is my prediction for the Braves. Number three team in the division is going to be the Phillies. I mean, I feel like they're above 500, but, you know, Bryce Harper had some injuries. He's moving to the DH position this year. And they're really just not adding anybody too crazy. And they're horrible at defense, 25th in defensive runs saved. So I feel like they could be, you know, right at 580, 81 wins this year. Moving on to the Marlins. You know, they've got great pitching. Sixto, Sanchez is a guy that, you know, if he comes back, could be number two or number three in their rotation, along with Pablo Lopez and, what is their other guy's name? That's literally so stupid. Why can I not think of, along with Sandy Alcantara in that rotation. So they also have, you know, Jorge Soler and some guys like that, but nothing too crazy there, in my opinion. Last place is going to be the Nationals. They suck, and they are they're tanking on purpose. They obviously traded Juan Soto last trade deadline. So, yeah, there's nothing going to be crazy happening there. Next up, the St. Louis Cardinals. They did lose their one of the greatest catchers in history, Yadier Molina. And guess who they added? One of the best catchers in baseball, Wilson Contreras. This team is loaded. They've got Arenado and reigning MVP Goldschmidt at the corners. I see this team winning this division by a landslide. And I feel like they could even be in the World Series, possibly. I mean, they've got Jack Flaherty and, you know, the LeBron James of pitching, Adam Wainwright. The man's going to pitch till he's 70. He's still throwing hard. He's still locating. So I feel like that's a great guy there. Next in this division is the Brewers. I mean, you could make a case for the Cubs. They did add a Bellinger and Dansby Swanson for sure to add. That will definitely help the team, especially with the shift, because of Bellinger. He is a massive shift. He hits into the shift every time. He's a pull hitter. So I feel like you know, that could be a case to be made, but I feel like the Brewers are going to beat them out for this spot. The pitching is really, really good. I mean, you guys saw it last year. Even with Hader lost, they still have Devin Williams out in that bullpen. That's going to be great. I feel like it's great to see him as a closer. Now, I feel like he deserved to be a closer, even though, of course, they had Josh Hader, who's one of the best closers in baseball, if not the best. The hitting's there, and I feel like if Christian Yelich could you know, come back, I feel like he's just basically been nowhere in baseball since his MVP year. So hopefully he has a great year. And yeah, that's my opinion on the Brewers. And I already talked about the Cubs. They added some big free agents. And I mean, their pitching is, you know, it's a little bit unreliable out there, but I'm excited about their hitting that they added. They did lose Wilson Contreras, which is a pretty big loss, but I'm excited to see how Cody Bellinger does. I mean, he hasn't had a great year in probably 3 or 4 years, I guess, since 2017 or 2018. But nothing crazy there. Number four team, I have to say the Reds, because if I picked the Pirates, I would probably have to blow myself up. I hate the Pirates, and I'm going to go with the Reds. They suck. They added nobody, and our pitching is going to be trash, but the Pirates are going to be worse. That's what I say every year. And like you guys heard, John Newman said, imagine if you're a Pirates fan, even when the Reds are losing 15 games in a row in June. So I'm going to go with the Reds, number four. I'm excited to see some of our prospects get called up. Ellie De La Cruz and Noel V. Marte are a couple of the notable names in our farm system. So hopefully we see them in September. That's my optimism for the Reds season. And like I mentioned, the Pirates, they're going to be fifth. They suck as well. Have fun, Pirates fans. Yeah, so let's move on to the West. This will be my last division, and we will wrap up this episode. So this division is loaded. I mean, you've got the Dodgers, you know, another crazy team. You know, Freddie Freeman is out there. You know, you still got the crazy pitchers, Walker Buehler, who did have kind of an off year this year, in my opinion, or last year, in my opinion. But you got Clayton Kershaw. Their bullpen is loaded. Their hitting is loaded. Basically, an all-star team is their starting eight, in my opinion. So that will be a great team to watch. Next team is the San Diego Padres. The big news there is Fernando Tatis is suspended for, I believe, around 30 games or something like that. Hopefully he comes back and does great for them, because I feel like I'm rooting for them this year. If they make the, playoffs, I feel like that'll be a team I root for as long as the Reds aren't there, which they obviously won't be. And their pitching's pretty solid. They do have Joe Musgrove out there and some other guys like that. But Juan Soto is well out there. So two of the biggest stars on the team, two of the big young stars, Fernando Tatis and Juan Soto. So I feel like that's an interesting team to watch. And the last three teams really need no explanation. The Giants are mid, the Diamondbacks kind of suck, and the Colorado Rockies are trash. So really nothing crazy to talk about there. And yeah, I feel like that will wrap up my preview of the season. I'm really excited for this year. I feel like this will be an interesting year because of all the moves that happened since the last trade deadline with the free agents and the trades. So I'm excited to see what happens this year, as long as nobody is walking games off with the pitch clock like they did in spring training. So yeah, hope you guys are excited for this year as well. And make sure you guys email me your suggestions, like I said, sportscardsecond@gmail.com. All right, guys, that will wrap up episode 85 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. It's your host, signing off. Keep collecting. Peace.